Can I introduce Sarah Ahmed from Chesterfield Muslim Welfare Association, who brings us her personal experience of women and Islamophobia. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
So as we know, generally Islamophobia is on the rise within the UK, and because of this rise, Islam is seen as an irrational religion. It's seen as not being compatible with modern civilization, and it's seen as a violent religion. Within the UK, in the year 2015 to 2016, 1,115 Islamophobic attacks were reported to the police, and in the year 2016 to 2017, this rose to 1,264. And that's just attacks that have actually been reported. There'll be attacks that haven't been reported, and there'll be general abusive language that's been used. And obviously this rise in the past 2 years has probably increased due to the far-right movement, Boris Johnson, people like Tommy Robinson. So I've had a lot of personal experiences when it comes to Islamophobia. I've lived in Chesterfield for 2 years, and in all honesty, more or less every day that I go out, I get some sort of abuse or some sort of comment. And it's not very nice, especially when now I have my son who's 3 months. You know, you just want to go out, you just want to go for a walk, and you have people throwing abuse at you for no reason. They don't know you, they don't know your religion, they don't understand it, but they choose to throw this sort of abusive comment at you. Some of the main comments I get is, go back to where you came from, you're a terrorist, you're not British with that outfit on. So really my question is, what makes us British? What is British? I've lived in this country my whole life, I've been born and bred here, I have the passport, I speak the language, it's actually my first language, I've studied here, I work here, I'm actually a teacher. So really what makes me different from everybody else? Is it just the way that I dress, or is it my belief? What makes me not as British as everybody else? So I know a lot of people who've had to deal with Islamophobic abuse, and I have friends who've actually been physically beaten simply for wearing the headscarf. And I understand the veil sometimes can be a little bit, scary, a little bit. It's a little bit different. And I know people look at it with a little bit of anxiety and they think, oh, what's that? And I have no problem in somebody coming up to me and saying, you know, what is your veil about? Or discussing the religion with me, and I'm sure most Muslims would not have a problem with you discussing the religion with them. My problem is those people who choose not to understand, who choose to be ignorant, and really they don't want to know what Islam is actually about. They just, you know, they're on the bandwagon with people like Tom Robinson, and they just want to spur hatred. Those type of people, they are the problem in society. And today, really, I wanted to sort of tackle some of the misconceptions about Islam. So obviously Islam is seen as something, a religion that's violent, and that a religion that sort of has a lot of hatred in it, and that's not the case. Islam is actually the complete opposite. We're taught to have love and kindness between one another. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, he taught us that be kind, for anything that has kindness in it, it's beautified. Have love and mercy between one another, even so much so that when you're eating in your homes, he said that make sure your neighbour has something to eat before you fill your own stomach. These are the type of things that we're taught to give charity. If you look at the statistics of people that give charity in the UK, you'll see that Muslims are the highest in giving charity. So Islam has got nothing to do with hatred. Yes, there are people who are using Islam to throw around hatred. Obviously the attacks that, you know, the Manchester attacks, the London attacks, and the attacks that are happening in the world, they're using Islam, but that is not Islam. We as Muslims are the first to condemn that and to say that it's wrong. It's not okay, it's not part of Islam, and they are not Muslim, because that's not what Islam portrays. And obviously the media isn't helping. The media obviously are portraying Islam to be something that it's really not. And unfortunately, because of the rise of Islamophobia, a lot of Muslims are living in fear. You know, a lot of Muslim men and women don't feel like they can go out to certain places at certain times because they're going to get something thrown at them, they're going to get abusive language. I've been spat at before. I've been pushed. I know a lady who, she had her son with her, and she was pushed into the road just because somebody felt like doing that. If a car was coming, that could have ended, you know, very badly. And really, people don't think when they do these things. We're all human. We all feel. We all have emotions. You know, when you're having a bad day, especially with a baby, and you just want to go out and just want the baby to go to sleep and you want to come home. And to get those type of abusive comments all throughout your journey, you know, you're not coming home feeling any better. You're feeling worse because you've had that. And to be honest, I mean, there's days where I get a lot of comments, but I get one smile. Or I get one person saying hello. And you know what? That makes my day. Just to have that one person who's understood that, yes, I'm a human, yes, I'm a person, and yes, they could smile at me. Mm-hmm. I do try to smile at people with a bit of a cheeky eye. But, you know, it's sad to see that that's what's happening. I can see the rise myself because a few years ago I wouldn't have had as much comments as I'm having now. And, you know, Muslims shouldn't be living in fear. If this is a country of freedom, a country of individual liberty, a country of tolerance, then we should tolerate all religions and all beliefs. And despite how anybody dresses, what colour they are, we're all British and we're all one. So there shouldn't be that division and there shouldn't be those problems. Thank you for listening.